Hello, my name is Nele Strobbe and I'm responsible for the plastercast collection of the Royal Museums of Art and History.
So what is the plastercast workshop? What goes on here?
The plastercast workshop in Brussels is making plastercast since 150 years. It's in the 19th century that this special place was opened, but it's very special, different than every other section of the museum, because in the same time we are responsible for the conservation of an old collection of plastercasts and molds, but we also produce still today new plastercasts. So there is still a workshop working on sculptures.
So there are a little over 4,000 pieces from the 150 years that the workshop has been in existence.
Yeah, 4,000 forms that correspond with very known sculptures in different museums of Europe. These 4,000 forms are the most known sculptures of musea all over Europe. For example, the Venus of Milo, the Hercule Farnese, the David of Michelangelo. We have the molds and we can produce a copy of these fantastic masterpieces.
And then they get finished, they get a patina.
In the first place, what we do in our workshop is making plaster copies that are bright white. But if a client likes to have a patina, a color or an imitation mostly of the original sculpture, that can be terracotta, wood, marble, bronze, then there is also the possibility to make a patina. This is done elsewhere in another workshop by other specialists because it's an all other job than making the plaster casts. There are still three workshops that date from the 19th century that still exist today, and Brussels is one of them. The two other plaster cast workshops with this same long history are in Paris, the Atelier de Moulage, and in Berlin, the Gipsformerei.
And the customers can be institutions, they can be individuals, anybody who wants a statue, a famous statue.
Yes, exactly. Anybody who likes to acquire a new statue can come here and make an order. And that we have in our clients, there are academies, schools, other musea, but indeed individuals, tourists who just like to have a beautiful piece in their living room.
And they're from very small to very large.
Exactly. We have very small objects from 20 euro, the Venus of Willendorf, for example, prehistoric statue, until the Hercule Farnese, who is 3 meters high. And we have reliefs, we have portrait busts, there are three-dimensional sculptures, there are botanical forms, anatomical forms. It's very diversified. Actually, at this moment, it's closed, probably until September. As soon as we have more news, it will be indicated on the website. But in normal times, indeed, we are open on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon for a free visit.
And there's also a demonstration during the visit?
There is a possibility to make a reservation of a group tour by the educational service of the museum. And in that case, a demonstration in our workshop is indeed included in the visit.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for visiting us.
Hello, I'm Elena Savini and I work at KBR. And I'm one of the co-curator of the new KBR Museum, who's going to open the 18th of September. And it's a museum about the library of the Dukes of Burgundy, but we also decided to show different artworks from the same period. And that's why today we're here at the plaster cast laboratory of the Royal Museum of Art and History in Brussels. And we decided to show some plaster casts of some statues. We decided to collaborate with different institutions to show different kind of art from the era. And we thought that it was interesting to collaborate also with the plaster cast laboratory because we thought that their knowledge is also a part of heritage. And it was a very interesting collaboration with them, because we had the opportunity to show some pieces that are abroad and that would have been too difficult to have the original one. But somehow, even the not original ones are also artworks and heritage as well. So this combination was quite interesting for us. And somehow, just a little bit like the manuscripts, the casts are copies and copies of copies. Like, it's more or less the same with manuscripts because you have the original one and then always this system of copying and passing the copies to a future generation. So it was also a nice mirror effect between the two arts.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.